Good morning, everyone. It is 10:41 on the 22nd of March, and it's a Sunday. And yesterday I had a very busy day, and I didn't have a chance to take people's advice and register with the telephone preference service. Oh, I fully intend to do that. I'll try and do it today. I'll certainly do it tomorrow, if not. At 10:40 precisely, my phone rang, the landline. I answered it. They asked to speak to me. Yes, speaking. He went on about something. And I said, I've looked into this and I'm not interested, thank you. What have you... No, I said, first of all, I'm not very pleased about being called on a Sunday. And he said, why? What's wrong with calling on a Sunday? I went, oh, come on now. I said, you know, I get these cold calls all week. I said, surely I can have the weekend off. Give me a break. And then he carried on going on about what he was going on about. He just totally ignored me. They just show such a lack of respect. And I said, look, I've looked into this. I'm not interested. He said, well, what did you look into? So I told him. And then he said, well, have you looked at any other things? I thought, you know, how am I going to get rid of this man? I just cut the call. I mean, they really stress me out. They're beginning to really stress me out. I mean, a Sunday morning, and he has to turn around and say, oh, well, why? What's wrong with calling on a Sunday? They really take the... Well, you know, you don't need me to even finish that sentence. You know, I expect on a Sunday to only hear from family or friends, and most of my friends would ring me on my mobile anyway, but my mum rings me on my landline. She's probably the only person that really does, and Obi's friends and family do. So I expected it to be one of our family members. So I actually was quite shocked. I mean, Sunday morning, not even 11 o'clock, and I've got one of those idiots calling me and not even thinking there's anything wrong with it on a Sunday. And then when I just told him I don't want to be discussing this now. And that's what I think that's when I ended the call. I said, look, I don't want to be talking about this now. Thank you very much. And then he started to say something else. He still started to go on. I could just strangle these people because they don't say, oh, OK, I'm sorry to trouble you. Why can't they just do that? They don't. They just go on and on. They try a different tack. They come from a different angle. Well, my patience is running out, and I will definitely register with the TPS tomorrow. And if I get any calls after that, I'll be gunning for them. I mean, I know it takes a few weeks for it to get, you know, for their records to be updated. But once that's over and that period's elapsed, I'll read all the information on the website. I will, you know, I'm not going to let them get away with it because I'm really, really sick of it now. They're bugging me big time. Anyway, apart from that, everything's fine, and I'll be back with my marching on later.